Welcome to the Bible Girl Podcast. I'm Jessica Robinson, and I have a great love for God's Word, journal writing, and gel pens in every color. I combine these loves into one great passion, studying God's Word. Today we're going to talk about priorities, specifically godly priorities, and how to put God in the right place in our priorities. This is a subject that I like to talk about. I've mentioned it briefly in passing in a few other podcasts that we've done and some things I've been teaching. It's something that comes out a lot. I like to question and challenge people a little bit when it comes to their priorities, because I think that many of us are operating under a set of priorities that we're not really aware of. And we make decisions based on our values. And I want to talk for just a second before I get into priorities. I really want to go into some values and just very briefly encourage you to do some thinking about your values and why you make the decisions that you do. Everything we do is filtered through a set of personal values. Whether you've sat down and explored what those are in your life or not, you are making decisions based on values. Your value may be that you want a painless life. And so you may not be realizing that, but all the choices that you're making lead to the easy way, the pain-free way of doing life, which, by the way, is never pain-free for long. choosing the easy way, the pain-free way, causes problems later. You're compounding your interest there in difficulty. But many of us have these hidden things that we're making our judgments. Maybe we want people to love us, or maybe we want to be respected, or maybe we want to appear knowledgeable and wise. And so we are making decisions based on the way we want people to perceive us. We are making decisions based on the things that are the most important to us, the internal values that we hold. So before we can really dig into our priorities, we need to realize that our values are often out of whack. They're often skewed. We often make choices based on an internal code of values that may or may not be aware of, And so as a result, when we begin to establish our priorities, we may find it difficult to live by them, because our values are in contrast to the way we've aligned our priorities. So I would say to search your heart and ask God to reveal to you, what am I really valuing when I make my decisions? What are the things that I'm really getting to? What are the core of what I'm trying to accomplish as I make choices with my time and my schedule and decision-making priorities? How do I realistically do them right now? And what is it that's driving them? And I believe that really should start any internal audit of your priorities, is really asking God to reveal your values to you, how you're choosing to operate your life. I will give you a very brief example that I may have mentioned it in a previous podcast. I've talked about it in some of my classes before, and it is something that God continually brings back to me. I feel like it is something we are rooting out of my life by layers. We get a layer of this out, and kind of like an onion, we're ripping off pieces. Eventually, I believe that it will be gone. We'll get to the bulb of the onion and it'll be out of there. But God is still, even now, working in my heart to release a value that I've held for much of my life since I was in 10th grade. And that is the value that no one's going to be there for me. I'm going to have to take care of things myself. I don't need anyone to fix anything for me. And I learned that value as a teenager, feeling abandoned and let down by people that I felt were supposed to care for me. Was not one person. I can think of three people in my life within the 2 years prior to my beginning of my 10th year in school, my 10th grade year. But those situations and those circumstances with those people all work together to make me feel as if I were alone and I had to take care of things myself and I don't need anyone's help. And as a result, I have become a fairly confident person who struggles with yielding control and struggles with asking for help and for admitting weakness. And those are all things that are holding me back in my life if I can't work through them. And so I kind of go for a little while, and then God reveals a fresh layer of something that I need to work through. And this is a value that I had underneath of my skin that influences a lot of my decision making. And as God has shown me that, and God has been working through that with me, my priorities have been able to align more closely to what I say I want, because we're rooting out those seeds inside of me that are causing me to make decisions based on the emotions and the mindset of a 15-year-old girl who felt abandoned. That is no longer the case. 30 years have passed since then, and God is doing a work in my heart and has been for many years over these things, and He'll do the same for you if you take those things to Him and pray and ask Him to reveal those values, those things that you've taken as truth into your spirit and your soul that are affecting how you make your decisions. As you're doing that, as God is revealing that to you, and that's a lifelong process, we don't work that out and get that straight before we talk about priorities, but certainly we begin there and we begin to have those conversations in prayer with God, and we let Him work through those things in our lives. And as we do, our priorities become sharper and more clearly in focus. When it comes to priorities, a lot of people will talk about a couple of verses about putting Christ first. Okay. So one of the big ones I hear, the biggest one I hear the most is Matthew 6:33 that says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and all of these things will be added unto you." And the things He's talking about in the, all these things, He's talking about food, clothing, and shelter, the things that you need, the basics of life. If you put Christ first, then the basics of life will flow in. Now, how that's evolved in our current climate, our current spiritual climate for many years, for ever since I can remember growing up in church, it was always taught this way that, you know, that means that you start out the day with your quiet time and you have your time with God, and then you move on to the rest of your day and you put God first, and then you're fine with everything else. God is, you know, God is number one. So you give God the best part of your day, the early morning hours, you pray, you read the Bible, you study God's word, and then you've got your priorities in the right place. And that's how they discuss priorities. And I often say that priorities, when it comes to seeking first the kingdom of God, our priorities cannot be linear or a list way. We cannot start with God and then move on to something else. That's not actually the way seeking first the kingdom of God works. And it's certainly not the way Paul advocated in Colossians chapter 3. He says, if you've been raised with Christ, meaning if you're a Christian, if you're a believer, a follower of Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things of the earth. He's saying that there are things in your life that you need to set aside, and you need to put your mind, your focus on Christ and what He's done for you, and that needs to affect every area of your life. So when I talk about priorities and I put Christ as, you know, we say He's number one, seek first the kingdom of God, I look at it as a circle with God in the center. And every part of your life connects to that center of your life. That means that you don't have Christ as a priority. Christ is the priority. Your mind is set firmly upon Him in every single area of your life. I have a little question I like to ask people, and I'm positive that it annoys them greatly when I do it. I did it to my mother recently, and I could see on her face, she's like, oh, great, this again. She was explaining a situation and talking about some things that she was concerned about, and I asked her this question: where is God in this scenario? I love asking that question. I don't like to answer it for myself as much as I love asking other people that, but certainly, it's a question that we need to ask ourselves when it comes to our priorities, the things that are important to us, the things that we do in life. Where does God show up in all of these? Where is God? when it comes to your schedule, when it comes to deciding what you do with your time. Where is God? Is he at the center of that? Is he guiding what you do, where you go, how you get it done, how much of it you do? Is he guiding the interruptions of your life? Are you allowing him to work in those? Where is God in your decision-making and the things that you will allow to take priority in your life? Does God make those decisions? Does God, his plan for your life, have any hold in the way that you make your choices about basic parts of life, your decision-making? Where is God? God cannot be a priority. God has to be the priority. There's a little thing that's floating around Pinterest, and lots of Etsy shops have prints and mugs right now with this little statement that says, "All I need is coffee and Jesus." And I take it at face value. It's kind of cute, and I'm a coffee lover myself. So when I see those, I get a little chuckle out of those. But there's a real danger to adding anything to Jesus. If you don't get coffee tomorrow, you'll survive. But you need Jesus in your life. And I think what happens in when it comes to our priorities is we've got God as a priority, but then we've got these other things that are also priorities. And so we take care of the God priority and we have him in our lives in the morning, and then we move on to our real life. And that is not at all what God intended. And I believe that our lives are messed up because of it. In fact, I can tell you in my own life, When I focus on a priority of spending time with God as being that moment in the morning, and then I move on to my real work of the day where I'm serving and I'm caring for people and I don't take God into it, it goes downhill fast. Instead of serving, I began to feel like everybody wants something from me. Everybody's trying to take a piece of me, instead of realizing that God has called me to invest my life in other people and to give those pieces away as a gift, just like he gave his life on the cross. It is incredibly important that Christ not be at the top of our list, but that Christ be our list. Just Jesus only. Not Jesus and anything else. And when we begin to make our decisions and our schedule and our priorities, when we begin to look at what we spend our time on and where we spend our days, with Christ in the center of each of those decisions and choices, I think along the way, we're going to have to make some changes. Some of those changes are going to be easy. Some of those changes, you're going to see a light bulb moment and realize, I've been leaving God out of this. And boy, it makes a difference putting him back in. Other ones are going to cost you. Other ones are going to be difficult. People might not understand. You might let people down. I understand those fears. I understand those uncertainties when you begin to move Christ to the center of every part of your life. But that's where he belongs. And I think the benefits far outweigh the momentary repercussions. In Matthew 6, God is talking about not worrying about these things, the things that we think we need, because God will take care of them. All we have to focus on is putting God at the center and making sure that his kingdom is what we're building and not our own. And that's really the heart of the matter here. When we put God in a box and we put him in that little checkbox that says 5:30 a.m. and we get up and we leave him there, and he is not involved in any of our priorities or decision-making once we've checked him off at the top of the list, we're building our own kingdom instead of God's. We're making decisions on what we want and where we want to go and what our goals are, and not the life that God has called us to or has planned for us. This isn't the kind of thing that you can sit down and just decide, okay, I'm just going to do this and we're going to get up tomorrow and I'm going to make all my choices with Christ at the center. We're talking a shift in how we carry out our lives. Things that affect more than us, that affect the people around us. I think that this is one of those situations where we would be cautioned to start in one area and start with a massive amount of prayer. We allow God to change us slowly over time. Yes, God does step in sometimes and just eradicate something from someone's life, takes away temptation from them or changes them so completely they seem like a different person. God does choose to do that sometimes. But generally, the growth that we experience comes from making the right choice in the right moment, compounded over time. And this is certainly the way that this kind of shift will work in your life. God will tug on your heart for an area where He wants to have the focus be on Him. This moment right now, whatever that thing is, give in, let God be the focus, and make your decisions with Him on the throne in the center of your life. And that choice, compounded over time, added with other individual choices in the moment over time, will completely change your life. Yielding to the Holy Spirit each time He prompts and tugs your heart. The best way I know to do this is to read and study God's Word, to meditate on Scripture, to ask Him to show you your values and your decision-making paradigms, and make sure that when He reveals something, you're asking, what do I do with this? How do I change? What is your will for my life? God will speak, God will direct, God will guide. You might be surprised how some things come together so easily and other things are a struggle. Know that regardless of how fast or how slow, God doesn't give up, God doesn't stop the work, and He always remains faithful. Christ should be at the center of every decision we make. From now on, I encourage you to ask yourself when you're making decisions, when you're setting priorities, when you're working on your schedule, ask yourself, where's God? Is He here? Was He involved in this? Is He at the center? God bless your day. Thanks for joining me today. If you have questions or comments, you can email me at BibleGirlPodcast@gmail.com. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Goodreads, and Pinterest under the username Jessie L. Robinson. And that's Jessie with an I, J-E-S-S-I-L Robinson. You can get articles, show notes, links to things referred to on the podcast, and more on my Tumblr blog, which is BibleGirlPodcast.tumblr.com. Links to all my social media and blog sites are on the podcast page at BibleGirl.podbean.com.